Time for community comment. The opinions expressed are not necessarily those of KINS-FM.
This is Anthony Manteau with your community comment. The people that want to run the world, they had a meeting this month making some big plans for your life. The World Economic Forum, they are all about restricting your freedom and stealing your money. While I believe these people are bad news for humanity, I am grateful they are so open and honest about their intentions for all of us. Sometimes they quite literally spell it out, leaving no doubt about their intentions. At the center of the Davos meeting was a new prediction that the United States will soon follow Europe in implementing laws against so-called hate speech. That's according to the Vice President for Values and Transparency for the Euro Commission. Cancel culture is an ugly thing, and if her prediction is true, the radical left will not only continue to cancel, but the heavy hand of government will soon be able to punish us as well. This could come in the form of a social credit system like they have in China, or it could be administered in some other way. Moving on to more of the WEF's bad ideas, we're reminded that these globalists really want you to stop eating meat. They're okay with you eating bugs, they encourage that, but not meat. A German business leader at the conference pitched a goal to somehow stop 1 billion people from eating meat. A different business person called on a windfall tax for large food corporations. If you want less of something, just tax it. With a world in severe economic depression, anybody that is talking about feeding people less food is probably not somebody that we should be following. Speaking of the food supply, you and I have talked about all the strange fires and damage that have happened to some of America's food production facilities. Last week, a new phenomenon has taken place on social media, this time focused on small-scale chicken farms. Supposedly, across America, many hen houses have stopped laying eggs, and at this point, nobody has pinpointed exactly why. Many say it's the feed. I don't know what's going on with that, or if it's real, but it's getting my attention, and I'll report more if I find anything concrete and provable. Back to WEF, British globalist Tony Blair. He wants more government tracking and intimidation with the vaccines of the future. He says there will be a slew of more jabs in the future. He predicts many more. Yet when it comes to the World Economic Forum, we have to understand that the globalists are part of an exclusive team and that everything they do is for themselves and their own benefit. There are no solutions to global poverty, no end to the wars, no dramatic reveals and good technology at this conference. Instead, it's simply a small group of criminally inclined aristocrats that want more for themselves at your expense. And it's a scary thing. This is Anthony Manteau with your community comment.
Community comment. The opinions expressed are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS-FM, Blue Lake, California.